Yud Gimel Amid Beis. 2, 4, 6, 8. 10 lines before the wind, before the lines widen. 9 or 10 lines before the lines widen. It says, Maskevlo Rababa Vamamo. Okay. The Gemara brought down before three opinions. In the Braisa before, there were three opinions. What type of punishments get Malchus in addition to the punishment? According to Rabbi Akiva, if you get Karis, you get Malchus anyway. That's what the Gemara said. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even if Bezdin kills you, you get Malchus. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, you never get Malchus. There's three opinions that we learned, the Gemara brought down in the Braisa. Now, our Mishnah said that somebody who did an Aveda that would normally get Karis, with the exception of the positive mitzvahs, such as Pesach and circumcision and that, but basically, our Mishnah says, you do an Aveda of Karis, you eat Chametz on Pesach, or the adulterous relations which are forbidden, so the din is you get Malchus. That's what Rabbi Kiva held. Rabbi Shmuel held, even if Bezdin kills you, you get Malchus. Rabbi Yitzchok says, you never get Malchus. So the last thing the Gemara said was, the Gemara is trying to figure out why Rabbi Kiva differentiates between Karis, that you do get Malchus, and if Bezdin kills you, you don't get Malchus. So the Gemara answered before, because by Karis it says, we learn out from Le'enei and Mele'enecha, that we liken Karis to Malchus. And by Karis it says La'ene. So therefore, just like over there by Karis and Malchus, we liken the dinim together. And therefore, the Gemara said, what we're up to now is Rabbi Kiva says, any Aveda that you do, that you would get Karis by Hashem, you get Malchus. So ask of Lord Rababa Bamamul. So Rababa Bamamul asks a question to Rabbi Kiva. If you're telling me Avedis of Kodesh get Malchus, because we learn it out from a Pasik. So he says we have the same Pasik that even if Bezdin kills you, you should get Malchus. Ihachi Chayvim, he says Bezdin, if Bezdin kills you, Nami Nigma, we should also learn out the same Gzeder Shava, the same identical words that teach you that you should get Malchus anyway. Why? Because by capital punishment it says me'ene, and over here it says me'enecha. So here it says ene, here it says einecha. So even by Bezdin's killing you, you should also be able to get Malchus before the punishment. So the Gemara answers no. Donim ene mile einecha. You can learn out the word le'ene from einecha, because the first letters are similar. And you can't learn out me'ene to le'enecha. Meaning the Gemara answers a very simple answer. Gzeder Shava has to be exact. You can't learn out from a general wording for Gzeder Shava. Gzeder Shava says, here's a word, there's a word, it's the exact same thing. So Rabbi Kiva, I mean, the Gemara answers according to Rabbi Kiva, Yud Gimel Amid Beis 26. But you, it's 13b, either 2 or 3. I don't know. 2. 13b, 2. Now, the Gemara says, so therefore, we learn out that an Aved of Kodesh gets Malchus, because it's an exact wording. But for Misa, the Bezdin kills you, it's not the exact wording, so you don't get Kodesh. I mean, you don't get Malchus when Bezdin kills you. So the Gemara asks a question as follows. Until now, the Gemara came to the statement that two words that are exactly the same, you learn out one from the next. But if they're different in the ending, or I'm sorry, in the beginning, if they're different letters in the beginning of the word, you can't learn out one from the next. It's different. So the Gemara asks the question, "Omai nafka mino, what's the difference if the words are identical or not? I will show you that you learn out Gzeder Shava even if the words are not identical. Where do we see this? The school of Rabbi Shmuel learned the following. It says, Vishava Kayin, Uboha Kayin. Over there it speaks about a house that got leprosy. So how do you know if it has leprosy or not? You got to bring a Kayin into the house, and the Kayin has to proclaim if it's leprosy or not. Sometimes the Kayin's not sure, because it's a questionable color. So the Torah says, you lock up the house, and then the Kayin comes back a week later. So the Torah says the Kohen's coming, the Kohen's going. You know, the Torah's using those words. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. The same din of coming is the same din as going. Okay? Whatever the procedures that the Gemara learns out is the same. What do you see from there? One is Bia coming, and one is Shiva returning. And yet the Gemara is learning out Gzeira Shava from two words that are mamish different. But conceptually, they're the same. What does this mean? In davening, Rabbi Shmuel says, there's thirteen ways you can learn the Torah. One of the ways is what's called Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava means, here there's a word, here there's a word, the same word. So we learn out that this din and this din have similarities because the Torah uses the same word for both. Now, like we discussed in the past, you and I can't make up Gzeira Shava. Here it says Moshe, and there it says Moshe, so therefore, you know, here it says Hashem, here it says Hashem, so the whole Torah is one big mishmash. That you can't do. You can't make your own Gzeira Shava. A Gzeira Shava was handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. I'll give you a simple example of where a practical halacha is learned, that we know a practical halacha is learned from Gzeira Shava. On Pesach you have to eat matzah. On Sukkot night you have to eat in the Sukkah. Right? Now we know you could bring Shabbos in early. You could bring Yom Tov in early. Can you bring Pesach in early and start to say that early? No. Why? Because by Pesach the Torah says you should eat the matzah balayla hazeh, at night. The Torah says clearly, by matzah it needs to be night. By Sukkot, the Torah doesn't say you have to eat in the Sukkah at night. We know at night you have to eat in the Sukkah, but maybe you could bring the Yom Tov in earlier. So the Gemara says you can't. Why? Because by Pesach it says it's the 15th day, and by Sukkot it says it's the 15th day. So we learn out Sukkot from Pesach. And just like Pesach must be eaten at night, because the Torah says clearly matzah has to be eaten at night, so the Gemara learns out, the same din applies to Sukkot. That Sukkot, you also have to eat it at night. It goes even so far that the Gemara asks, if you're likening Pesach to Sukkot, then Pesach we should eat in the Sukkah, and at Sukkah we should eat matzah. Because if you're likening the two together, so then we should liken it to all aspects. And the Gemara answers, we learn out from Psukim that you can't. But otherwise, this din, you learn out from Gzeira Shava. So the Gemara learns, discussing over here, what type of Gzeira Shava are we learning? Does it have to be exactly the same word? Or doesn't it have to be exactly the same word? So the Gemara says, if the beginning of the word is different, you can't learn it out. If the end of the word is different, then it's okay, because you look at the first letters of the word, which are identical. But the Gemara asks, now what are you talking about? Rabbi Shmuel learns Gzeira Shava from two words that aren't even the same word. He learns out coming and going, one is Bia coming, and one is Seva returning, he learns out the same word as Gzeira Shava. Okay, 1 second. Okay, so the Gemara answers, Kilbli minei Rab Shmuel b'Rab Tzadik. Rab Shmuel b'Rab Tzadik accepted this refutal, rebuttal. He accepted it. That the Gemara answers, it's not, you could learn Gzeira Shava. So now the question goes back, why does Rabbi Kiva hold only by Koris you get Malkus, and not when Bezdin kills you that you get Malkus? That's the Gemara is trying to figure out. Why does Rabbi Kiva, see, Rabbi Shmuel says, you always get Malkus. Rabbi Yitzchok says, you never get Malkus. Rabbi Kiva says, by Kares you get Malkus, when Hashem kills you, but when Bezdin kills you, you don't get Malkus. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the logic of Rabbi Akiva. It should either be always or never. What's sometimes yes, sometimes no, doesn't make sense. So he says, he learns it out from a different pasuk. Because it says, Kedei Rishosei, it says that Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivei, you can only punish him for one punishment. V'yata Mechaivei Mishum Shtei Rishos, you can't punish him for two punishments. And the pasuk is speaking, Berisha Hamasura LeBezdin HaKosim Medaber. The Torah is speaking clearly about a time when Bezdin punishes you. The Gemara learns out from a very clear pasuk. The Torah, in speaking about Bezdin's giving you punishment, the Torah says you can only punish him one punishment. So if Bezdin is going to kill you, they can't give you Malchus also, because they're giving you two punishments for the same crime. You can't get two punishments for the same crime. So the Gemara says, the pasuk teaches me that when Bezdin kills you, you can only give one punishment and that's it. You can't give a guy two punishments for the same crime. Yeah, but that's only when the punishment's at the same time. And the Gemara is going to talk about this also. We'll see later in the Gemara. Kimle b'drabba minei is when you did two sins, two different sins, that you get two punishments for, so then you get the worst of the two. But for one punishment, one aveda, how do you know you can't get two punishments? Right? I'll show you cases that you do get two punishments. I don't know if the dinner plate. 1 second. If I eat your chazer, pretend you had a chazer, and I stole your chazer, and I stole it by eating it. Because they get Malchus for eating chazer. Do I have to pay you what I did? Huh? Why not kim lev d'rav mine? So, you know what I'm saying? So over here you're talking about two punishments for the same crime. Talking about two punishments. Huh? Sure it is. Well, the question is if it goes by Malchus and Mammon also. Whatever, but the question is, here the Gemara is saying, you did one Aveda, you ate Chametz and Pesach. Okay? Over there, because Bezdin doesn't kill you, you're not limited to one punishment. You can give, Bezdin's giving one. God does his business. When Bezdin punishes you, the Torah says Bezdin can't give you two punishments for the same crime. So if you're going to get death, then you're not going to get Malchus. But if Bezdin's not giving you any punishment, God's killing you, so Bezdin can give you Malchus. Why not? Now the Gemara is going to discuss an interesting thing. And let me just give you an introduction to this. When you warn a guy for a sin, you not only have to warn him the crime, you have to warn him the punishment too. That means if somebody's about to eat chazer, and they're going to get whipped, and the punishment is only if you're warned, you have to tell the guy, don't eat chazer, and if you eat it, you're going to get whipped. If a guy's about to desecrate Shabbos, the witnesses have to tell him, listen, you're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos, you're not allowed to do what you're doing, and if you do it, Bezdin's going to kill you. That's the halacha. You have to warn him the crime that is forbidden, and the punishment. Because otherwise, the guy might not be aware of the severity of the punishment, so it's not a proper warning. Now, what happens? Okay, let's see it now in the Gemara. Rava Amar, Rava, this is a very interesting Gemara. Rava Amar, Rava says the following. Ask Rabbi Liktola if the witnesses warned him that he's only going to get killed. Okay? The guy told me he's going to get killed. Kula Amale Plig, everybody agrees, then like a mess, he doesn't get both. Why? Because the guy only warned him for death. So you can't give him Malchus if he wasn't warned that he's going to get whipped. So everybody says he's only going to get death, no Malchus. Kipli, you went to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva argue. If Bezdin kills you, do you get whipped or not? The Asrbe, Lemalkus, they warned him only that he's going to get Malkus. Meaning, a guy was about to desecrate Shabbos, and they didn't tell him, don't do it, you're going to get killed. They said to him, don't do it, you're going to get whipped. So now the question is, does he get whipped or not? In other words, Rava says, if they told him you're only going to get killed, I mean, they told him you're going to get killed, for sure you don't whip him. Because he was never warned about getting whipped. And if he wasn't warned about getting whipped, you can't whip him. But the question is, what happens when Bezdin is supposed to kill you? Let's see, the guy was about to desecrate Shabbos publicly and openly and everything. And the witnesses warned him, you're not allowed to do it because you're going to get whipped. Then the question is, can you whip him or not? Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel says yes, and Rabbi Kiva says no. Why? What's the argument? The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Shmuel, Sava, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Lav Shanitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin, a person could get Malkus for a punishment of death. That's part, meaning Rabbi Shmuel says very simple. If you warn them for death, Malkus is for sure included. Meaning, if you warned him on a punishable thing of death, you told him you're going to give him Malkus, for sure you should get Malkus. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Kiva Asavad, Lav Shanita Nazaris Mises Bezdin. You can't get Malkus against for something which is Mises Bezdin. Why? Because what's the punishment of the Torah? The punishment of the Torah is death. You're telling him a wrong punishment. It's not valid, according to Rabbi Kiva. Meaning, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's very interesting. A guy was about to desecrate Shabbos. Witnesses warned him, don't do it, and you'll get whipped. Rabbi Kiva says the following. You can't kill him, because he was never warned about death. You can't whip him, because that's not the punishment for the crime. So according to Rabbi Kiva, if the witness is messed up in the warning, the guy's scot-free. You can't kill him because he wasn't warned for death. You can't whip him, Rabbi Kiva says, because whipping is not the punishment. The guy said a mistake. It's the wrong punishment. He can't whip him. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you could. He could, even for a punishment that carries a death sentence. If they warned him of getting whipped, he can get whipped. Rabbi Kiva says he can't get whipped. Who's right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva is always right. No, the halacha is, whenever Rabbi Akiva argues in a Mishnah, the halacha is like him, unless if it's against the majority. Like if Rabbi Akiva argues against the Chachamim, you know, then the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. Whenever Rabbi Akiva argues in a Mishnah, the halacha is like, that's the rules of the Gemara.
Over anybody.
Huh?
Over anybody.
Of anybody.
Why is that?
Because he was very great. He was right.
Who was it? Rabbi Yishmael, great dude?
Rabbi Shmuel was a very great guy. They were both good friends. They used to argue a lot, but they were very good friends.
We can't turn over a mission. He could interpret it.
Rabbi Kiva, no. Rabbi Kiva is a Tana. Rabbi Kiva was from the... Okay, so the Gemara... Yeah. We learned before, no, there's a machlekes, there's an argument about that. Because the whole purpose of being warned is to make sure the guy knows that he's not accidentally doing it, he's intentionally doing it. So there is a Gemara that discusses that a scholar might not have to be warned. If you know for sure that he knows. If you hold, he wouldn't need to be warned. If you hold, he wouldn't need to be warned.
Is there any
If somebody transgressed rabbinical law, they gave him what was called Malkus Mardus. Malkus Mardus was rabbinic Malkus. They weren't as severe as the biblical Malkus, but it hurt. It also hurt. So then the Gemara asks, if so, so the question, if that's what Rabbi Kiva holds, why by Karis does Rabbi Kiva hold then you get Malkus? The punishment is Karis. Right? They warned him, Malkus. Malkus is not the punishment for Karis. So why does Rabbi Kiva by Karis say, you do get Malkus? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hocha Amar Avim Miagrunya, in the name of Ravim, Chai v'kris is leitzrich hasro. For Karis, you don't need to be warned. Why? Like we just said, what's the purpose of warning? That Beis Din should know, you know it was forbidden, and you did it anyway. Right? Why do you need to be warned? Beis Din's going to punish you. Beis Din has to make sure that you knew it was forbidden. Karis is God kills you. God knows if you knew or not. What do you need to be warned for? Right? By Karis, it's a punishment that Hashem kills you. Right? Why do you need to be warned? Why is there a concept in Torah, you need to be warned? It's a very simple reason. If you don't know it's wrong, how can Beis Din kill you? Beis Din could only kill you if you did it intentionally. Right? If you did it accidentally, you don't get Malkus. If somebody... I'll give you an example. If somebody thought chazer was kosher meat, he didn't know it was chazer. He thought it was a kosher meat. Okay? And he ate it. He doesn't get malchus because he did it accidentally. The only time you get punished is when you did it intentionally, except killing. If they go to the city of refuge, we're learning the whole mesechta. But otherwise, if you eat treif meat by mistake, you thought it was kosher and you ate it, you don't get malchus. Why? Because Beis Din doesn't punish you unless if you know for sure it was forbidden. How do you know if you knew? So then he wouldn't need Asra. No, if witnesses see the way a guy says, I know this is treif and I'm eating it anyway. How do you know he knew? Afterwards, too late. It's too late. According to the Torah, people have a very short memory span. Do you know that the warning for punishment has to be within 3 seconds of the crime? Within the amount of what's called Torah Kedei Dibur, what takes the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Shalom Alecha Rabbi is the amount of time that you're allowed between the warning and the crime. If a guy warns somebody, and 5 minutes later he did it, he doesn't get punished. Why? Because we say he forgot about it already. He forgot the warning. That's the halacha. That's why in Torah, to say a guy was punished, it was rare. Because number one, the witnesses had to warn him. They had to tell him the crime plus the punishment, and the warning had to be within 3-4 seconds. How long does it take to say Shalom Malach Rabbi? I mean, 3 seconds. And if not, he wouldn't get killed. I mentioned many times in the past, this is how the Rebbe explained a basic concept in Yiddishkeit that people till today I don't understand. In fact, somebody told me the other day that somebody was talking to them about Yiddishkeit, and they said, what type of cruelty, this punishment in Yiddishkeit, killing and stoning and whipping, and I mean, this cruel Torah, what type of, you know? And the obvious question is, a guy eats 1 ounce of meat, 1 ounce, it's not even a quarter pounder. A quarter pounder is 4 ounces. A guy eats a quarter of a quarter pounder, yeah, of a McDonald's. You give him 39 lashes. The guy in Singapore got 5 lashes. The world was making a commotion about the cruelty of it. So the guy says, the Torah says, a guy eats 1 ounce. Well, how much is 1 ounce? It's a tiny amount. 1 ounce of chazer, You give 39 lashes. That's called Teiras Chesed al Hashayna. But we say in Eishes Chad, that's called Teir of Kindness. So the Rebbe explained, based on this whole concept we're talking here, the Rebbe explained, number one, the concept of the Rambam, that whenever you're about to do something, the world is an equally balanced scale. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, that the world was created for me, meaning every act I do has an effect on the world. So the Rebbe explains, a guy is about to eat chazer, and he pictures the whole world equally balanced. Good and bad are equal. And this guy is going to weigh it down to evil. He's going to weigh the whole world. He's going to drag the whole world into dirt because of his desire. And the Rebbe said, in addition to that, the guy had to be warned. Plus, right before the crime, mamish within 3 seconds. And you come to a guy, basically, and you tell him, listen, you're going to eat this piece of chazer. You're going to drag the whole world down into garbage, yeah? And they warn him right before the act, and the guy still has the chutzpah to eat it. He deserves worse than whipping. Whipping is kind, the Rebbe explains. Such a terrible person deserves... He's affecting the whole world. The whole world he's affecting. And he can't hold himself back from eating an ounce of pig. He deserves to be killed, not 39 lashes. The Torah is kind, the Torah says 39 lashes. But he deserves to die. But that's based on this din, that the Hasra has to be the crime, the punishment, and right before it. And Rabbi Kiva holds even more, that if the punishment is death, and you tell him Malchus, it's not even a warning, because you told him the wrong punishment. Rabbi Shmuel says, whipping is part of death. Like we learned before in the Gemara, whipping is the beginning of death. But according to Rabbi Kiva, wrong punishment is wrong. So he says, Kairos doesn't even need warning. So then the Gemara says, why? Where do you see this? Shai Pesach Omila. Now let me explain one more concept. Rarely do you get punished for not doing a positive commandment. If you look in Chumash, all the punishments are for transgressing negative commandments. If you don't put on tefillin a day, you don't get punished. There's no punishment in the Torah for positive mitzvahs. You blew it, you don't have the relationship with God, and so on and so forth. But Beis Din doesn't punish you because he didn't do anything. Like we learned last week, the punishment can only be if you did something. You don't get punished for not doing something. Even a negative commandment, like we learned last week, you don't get punished if you didn't do anything. For instance, we gave the example last week. If I keep chametz in my house in Pesach, I didn't buy chametz on Pesach. I had chametz before Pesach, I kept it in my house, I transgressed 2 negative commandments, owning chametz, seeing chametz, whatever, I don't get punished. Why? I didn't do anything. There's 2 positive mitzvahs you get punished for. Karban Pesach, if you didn't bring it, and you don't have a bris. Those are the only 2 positive mitzvahs in the Torah you get punished, and the punishment is karis. It's pretty severe. Those are the 2 punishments. The Torah says explicitly, any person who doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, not the first, not the second, willingly, intentionally, does not bring the Karban Pesach, he gets killed. You don't do a bris, you never have a bris, you die without a, you know, you get karis. So Gemara says, Anash over there, you get punished, Alpha Pishalei, here's it, even though you weren't warned. There's no warning in the Torah for positive mitzvahs. So what do you see from there? From Pesach and Mila, you see that for sins of kares, you don't need warning. You don't need to be warned when it comes to aveda of kares. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says it's no problem. For kares, you can get whipped. You don't need to be warned, so you get whipped. When Beis Din kills you, you can't get whipped, because if Beis Din warned you that you're going to get killed, if the guy warned you you're going to get killed, you get killed. Rabbi Akiva said, if they warned you to get Malkus, Malkus is not the punishment for death penalty.
So, Karis, if you're not warned, then you can get whipped?
Yeah.
What if the guy did it by mistake?
What do you mean by mistake?
Turn on the light by mistake on Shabbos. He gets whipped? Whatever the other mitzvah that gets covered.
No, if you can prove that he did it accidentally.
So in that case, he has to prove it was accidental? And in the other cases, he doesn't have to?
It would have to be done intentionally. And as the witnesses would have to warn him that it's forbidden. You don't need a warning at all.
So he might get whipped because he did it accidentally.
Right. Yeah, that's the spiritual aspect of it. So the Gemara asks, "V'dilma hazara lekarbon," but maybe, like he says, maybe the warning is liable of bringing a chatas, because some avedis, if you did it accidentally, if you ate chazer accidentally, you have to bring a karm chatas. Well, if it was an aver of karsh, at least the pesach umila, because karbon pesach umila. The last boazada, there's no warning, like we just explained. And also, leimaisa carbon, you don't bring a carbon. So the Gemara's question is as follows. That even though you don't have to warn against kadis, but how do you know that you don't have to warn against Malkus? Maybe you have to warn for Malkus. Meaning, Gemara says like this. You don't have to warn the guy that he's going to get kadis. But maybe, the Gemara's question, maybe you have to warn him that he's going to get Malkus. So Gemara says, "Hasim love ainu time over there is different. Why? Mishum the iskish kol ha'teira kul avedus kechavim. The Teira likens all chatas avedus to avedus are idol worshipping. Ma avedus kechavim shaval tasim. Just as the avedus kechavim that the Teira says to you, Shev, don't worship idols. Av kol shaval tasim." Anytime the Torah says, don't do something, you get Malkus. Lafuke hani, or carbon. Lafuke hani, to exclude these, the kumva say what the Torah is commanding you to do it. Meaning as follows. The Gemara's question is from carbon Pesach Amila. The Gemara says you can't like him Pesach Amila. Because where do you learn how you get Malkus on sins? From Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a negative commandment. Don't do it. You can't learn out from those mitzvahs the Torah says do it, for the mitzvahs the Torah says don't do it. So you can't learn it out. So therefore, a chatas could only be given to avodas that have an action. Yeah. No, the parents are only responsible until the kid becomes bar mitzvah. After bar mitzvah, the kid is liable to get a bris on himself. The same thing with pinyan aben. Pinyan aben is a mitzvah on the father to redeem the firstborn. What happens if the father didn't? The kid, when he becomes bar mitzvah, has an obligation to do it. And the kid is not the father's obligation anymore, it's the kid's. Because now he's an adult. Right. So he has to be redeemed. He has to have a bris. Okay, Ravina Amar, Ravina says, La'elam kidekaminin mikara. The truth is, it goes all the way back to the actual answer. What does it mean? Shim asa tshuva bezdin shomayla mechlem, because by kodis, if you do tshuva bezdin, forgive you, bezdin shomayla. But Bezdin Shomayl, my Amit, Holy Avid Tshuva, didn't do Tshuva. The Psika Milsa Lekaris, it's not definite for Kaddis yet. Meaning as follows. The Gemara said before that by Kaddis, you can't give him Malkus, maybe he'll do Tshuva. Maybe he'll do Tshuva. So the Gemara says, the bottom line is, the Gemara's question would be, what, he didn't do Tshuva yet? and Rabbi Yitzchak they asked. But the guy didn't do tshuva yet. In order to give punishment, it has to be definitive. Meaning, you can't be punished twice for definite punishments. But Malkus you can get because maybe you'll do tshuva and get karis, and not get karis. Maybe you won't do tshuva and get karis. So Gemara answers like this. Before in the Gemara asks, Lucheda and Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara asks, if you tell me you can only get punished once, for a crime, why by karis do you get Malkus and karis? So Gemara says, maybe he'll do tshuva. Maybe he'll do tshuva. But the Gemara asks, but now he didn't do tshuva yet. So how can you give him two punishments? So the Gemara says, it's not, the Torah says you can't give him two punishments when they're definite punishments. If one is definite and one is doubtful, you can still give him the definite punishment. Meaning as follows. By Kodis, he might do tshuva, he might not get it. When does the Torah say you can't punish twice for the same crime? Is when both punishments are definitely going to happen. He's going to get both punishments. The Torah says you can't give him two. The Torah says, Kereidu Shasai, singular, you can only get one punishment, you can't get two. That's only, though, when there's definitely two punishments happening. By Karis, it's not for sure two punishments, because if the guy does tshuva, he's not going to get Karis, like we learned last week. Anytime when Hashem kills you, if you do tshuva, you don't get killed. Because Hashem knows if you did tshuva. If you do tshuva, if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, the punishment is karis. God kills you. If you do tshuva, you're not going to get killed. Because God accepts tshuva. So it is not that you're going to get definitely two punishments. You might get two, you might get one. So then the Torah says, give him one. He might get a second one. That's not for sure. If it's not for sure, we don't deal with it. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak called, nobody gets Malkus. Not when Bezdin kills you, not when God kills you. If you eat chazer, you get Malkus. Yeah, the punishments that the Torah says, clearly you get whipped. But so far, Rabbi Shmuel held, any sin you do, you get Malkus. Even if Bezdin kills you, God kills you, you get whipped anyway. Rabbi Kiva says, only when God kills you, you get whipped. If Bezdin kills you, you don't get whipped. Rabbi Yitzchak says, nobody gets whipped. If you did Karis, you don't get whipped. If you did Bezdin's killing you, you don't get whipped. Nothing. As I was going to discuss, we're almost done, by the way. We're almost done.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, where does Rabbi Yitzchak learn this out from? So the Gemara says as follows. Chai v'krisis were all part of the punishment of Karetz. V'la me'yatzah Karetz b'achaysay. Rabbi Yitzchak says the following then. Everything in Torah is exact. The Torah speaks about all the adulterous sexual relations. The Torah says you get karis. Then there's a pasuk. If a guy lives with his sister, he gets karis. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, why does the Torah have to say karis again? The Torah says, for all these sins, you get karis. All of a sudden, in the middle of the whole Megillah, the Torah says, and if somebody has relations with his sister, he gets karis. So the Yitzchak says, why does the Torah say it again? To teach us a din that you only get karis. Because the Torah says karis and again karis. Why is the Torah saying by your sister you get karis? Again, emphasizing karis to teach us that for your living with your sister, you only get karis, you don't get malchus. And the rule is, like we say, davar shahaya b'chlal v'yatza min haklal. We say in before Haidu, in Rabbi Shmuel, what does it mean? Something that was part of the rule and was excluded from the rule doesn't only teach for itself, it teaches for the entire rule. So Rabbi Yitzchak says very simple. The Torah says all these sins get kodesh. Then the Torah says, and your sister, you get kodesh. Why is the Torah teaching you again kodesh? To emphasize only kodesh and nothing else. But it doesn't only teach for a sister, because once it was excluded, it teaches on everything in the rule. That means all these sexual forbidden of kodesh, the Torah says you only get kodesh and not malchus. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, I have a clear proof you don't get malchus. Yud Rabbi Kiva says by kodesh you get malchus. Yud Rabbi Shmuel says you get malchus. He says the Torah says you don't get malchus because the Torah says you only get kodesh. And the Torah says you only get kodesh, then you don't get malchus. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, then why should a guy get malchus? He shouldn't get malchus because the Torah says you only get kodesh. You know that in Russia, in the Arab countries, if you stole, they cut off your hand. If you killed somebody, they didn't care. No, in Russia, it was worse to steal than to kill somebody. They wanted to get rid of people anyway. So if you killed the guy, they said thank you. But if you stole, they cut off your hand. So there was in America, there was such a story, you know, the wife did it then. But even when the Torah says, eye for an eye, you know, ayin tachas ayin, what everybody says, the concept of what it says in Chumash, in Mishpatim, eye for an eye, soul for a soul, you know, hand for a hand, the Gemara learns out, it doesn't mean literally an eye or a hand, it means money. The value of the eye, the value of the hand.
So what does it say, money? I mean, the value. But the duke felt differently.
Yeah, because they didn't believe in the oral tradition. So if you don't believe in the oral tradition, eye for an eye means an eye for an eye and a hand for a hand. But
that's what they believe.
But that's why they don't believe in the oral Torah. According to the oral Torah, the Gemara learns that it means take money, not the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. But it's halacha mashu mesina that it doesn't mean a hand for a hand. It means or it means money. Huh? Why? Whatever it is. Who told you to lose an eye from before? Huh? At the Kuzari, but in Indian, you can have a... Who told you not to have an eye from before? Or as expression goes, people with glass windows don't throw stones. So if you know it's going to be eye for an eye, you're knocking out somebody's eye, just be careful, you know? Because you'll become blind. So be careful. Okay,